Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Governor Cuomo was live on WAMC Radio in Albany yesterday when discussing the negative connotations about Italian Americans, he used a racial slur.
They used an expression that Southern Italians were called, I believe they're saying Southern Italians, Sicilians, I'm half Sicilian, were called, quote unquote, and pardon my language, but I'm just quoting the Times, wops.
Democratic Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, who is black, says he was not offended. However, president of the Black Institute, Bertha Lewis, said Cuomo appears to think he has so much privilege that he thinks he can say anything. Let me bring in Carl Calabrese this morning for just a moment here. Should Governor Cuomo have known better when he was on the radio yesterday?
I think the general rule to follow for all politicians at all levels of government from both parties is just don't use the word. Just say N-word. Just don't use it. There's no good that can come from using the word. I understand what he was trying to say about his heritage and his the background of his heritage, but it's probably best not to say it. Now, having brought it up, there's no question in my mind that if this were a Republican using that word, it would be all over the media. And I haven't seen or heard anything of it yet, other than right here, okay? But you bring it up. But I don't believe it's in the morning edition of the Buffalo News. I could be wrong because I've only looked at the front page. But it's just, if this were a Republican, not only would it be mentioned, there would be a drumbeat. There would be that drumbeat. It would have led the national news television shows last night. It would have been the talk of all of the cable news stations on the left. It would have been on radio. Would have been in the newspaper. There would have been a drumbeat had this been a Republican. And I think this probably will show us that bias that exists within the media in terms of dealing with a Republican who makes a mistake versus a Democrat who makes a mistake.
And because he's a Democrat, this will probably just blow over.
Probably, sure.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.